Let's just do, for a moment, let's review what some of the skills that I was emphasizing that hopefully you were practicing this weekend, some of those things. For instance, the beginning yesterday, connecting really fully, wholeheartedly with whatever it is. Yeah. Don't just think about that and nod, actually remember. Fully. How we're not fully there, Sheila.
Well, yes, that you're encouraging us to give up our attention.
Give.
I love that.
Yes.
As opposed to paying attention.
Yes, yes, yes.
Giving of
give.
Our attention. So I was sharing with a small group that last night I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't get back to sleep, probably thinking about what I was going to say about the bathrooms or something. So I couldn't get back to sleep, and I was thinking, and then I was thinking something critical about my husband, and then I remembered this giving of attention. So I was giving attention to what I was feeling inside,
yeah.
Just the tension or agitation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was asleep.
Oh.
Quickly.
Lovely. Lovely. Give full attention whenever you can. It doesn't have to be long, you know, staring somebody down, but just give that full attention, not just half-handedly, here's the money to the cashier. Be there for that moment. So, shh. Just wait a second before you have to say something or describe it or comment. Just don't right away add what you think. It slows everything down. It's lovely. It's fun. What else? The theme. When you're in a big tangle. So what's the just overarching theme here? Because we get so tangled up and so much, there's so much to it and all the things and the people, gets all too complicated. Back off. What is that? Sad. Actually, right? And then take that when you're doing that, what does that feel like? Come down into the body then. Oh, it's so heavy, or it's tight, or it's like. Come into the body. Get to know your body language. The way you hold energy. The way, you know, I'm an eager, energetic person. You can tell. If you didn't already know that. And so my tendency is forward. It's like, it's pushing the river, or it's a greed type, you know, it's like outward. And I can feel that push, you know. I know that's what, it's where I move. I don't deflect, I don't shrink, I go that way. Just that, recognize that when that's happening. And get to know through your body, because it's the body doesn't lie, the body so clear. The body. What else? You better remember.
Question.
Question. Question. Is that so? And we don't have to know. It's not question to know. It's question to not know. I don't know. What's this? What's happening? I wonder. And it's as much don't know as know. Remember, it's not to then know. We're not trying to know. We're trying to wonder and be open to and explore and be curious. And who knows what? But don't assume that what you think is the truth. Just don't assume it. Question it. Is that the truth, really? What am I saying is true? What am I assuming here? We just carry all these assumptions about people. This person is this. I am this. Like, is that true? Question. Be ready to be surprised. The Buddha said, you know, views and opinions are like really dangerous because we just get locked into them, locked people in. What else? This morning, what did we begin with?
Care.
Mm-hmm. Caring and careful. Those are both slightly different, but so close. Beautiful. Any one of these, just make your priority. Any one of these numbers we're saying are all so valuable. Caring, careful. put your cup down carefully. You're kidding, remember that? Don't know if it stuck or anything. Long ago relationship. So care. What else were there? There's a couple more.
You can't leave out the grandmother.
Okay, granny, grandma, her rocking chair. I bought my daughter-in-law, a glider rocking chair for this. And she was always like, meh. I'm like, I think they're really useful, and I know lots of people who really found them useful. Well, I'm the one who uses it. I was sitting and bought it for myself. So, two more that we did today. If maybe you remember these. One was cool. Cool, cool, cool. As opposed to the agitated, frictiony, struggly, churning-y. It's coolness. If you like that, one of the translations of the word Nibbana is cool, meaning going out of the fire of the sense of self, the busy churning of it all, it goes out. When there's no more fuel, a fire just goes out. You don't have to put it out. You don't have to stop it, quench it. It simply burns itself out when there is no more belief in its story. It just cools down. So cool is used as a metaphor in the teachings often. But does that relate to your experience? It might not be appropriate for you, but I think it's that calm, cool, and collected instead of hot and bothered. I find that helpful. Just cool it. That's what you say to teenagers who are getting a little too uppity, like, just chill, man. And then the last one this afternoon, I was encouraging you at the end of the morning, one more. Resting. Relax. It's like, relax. Goes along with chill, you know. And when we get neurotic or when we're with somebody who's all kind of lost in their stuff, you just want to say, shh, just relax, it's okay. Say that to yourself, relax. Our wisdom is available when we relax, when we cool down, when we go shh, all of these things that help us stop this frantic struggle. So just reviewing them, just hopefully you take them with you, any one of them. So I want to say one last little tip, which I said in one of the groups this afternoon. I really do, my experience has been the benefit of taking intensive retreat. There is no doubt. I would not be sitting here. I wouldn't have had the journey I've had with meditation without long retreats, if you can. And I know it's not possible for everybody, and I know it's not accessible, and all for different reasons and everything, so it's not the only thing. But it's so helpful. Because this is a slow learn. Because it's not learning exactly, it's a sort of a training, it's a growing of new pathways in the brain. And if you can do hours and hours together, even like this, it's so much more effective. We get it so much more thoroughly and easily when we have the momentum. So momentum in meditation is enormous. So if you can have hours together, even days together, even weeks together, it's amazing. You fast track. Because it just gets in the groove, you know, it just gets there. So I highly recommend when you can. Come to Salt Spring, we do retreats there sometimes, and there's all kinds of places around. So. Okay, what I'd like us to do now is it's a reflection. We did it at the end of yesterday, and I love doing it. It's that however much chilled you are from your weekend, however much more relaxed you might be, or shh, you might have become, or whatever, in your bodies a little more, or in your caring a little more maybe, even a little bit, you're changed. Your quality has shifted for the more beautiful. And that leaks, and you can't not leak it. It is actually how you then contribute, basically. Your vibration is always moving outwards. It is anyway. Let's do it consciously. Let's let our chill be a gift. It is a gift, but let's really give it. Let's give our practice benefits, the fruits of practice, the experiences, the shifting of energy. Let that be our gift to the world. We can do all kinds of other gifts, but this is a huge, huge gift. Let's make it conscious. We do this for way, way more than our own immediate experience. We can't keep it in. It doesn't stay in. It is a gift. Active or passive, let's be active about it. Knowingly. May the world benefit from this weekend in all kinds of peculiar ways. The creatures that people who we would ignore otherwise, for instance, or whatever. So we give it. And then I'd like to say thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Brian, for what you do for FIMS. Thank you, Lise, for taking care of me so well and taking care of us all. Sheila, taking care of us all so well. Who else was here doing things in the background? Who's a contributor to the organization that we haven't mentioned? Anyone else here? Joan, who does her thing from time to time, no doubt, I'm sure, has for years contributed.
Five helpers came early on Saturday morning to set up.
Thank you, everybody.